Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lambkin presentation. My name is Gina Marsal. I'm a robotics software developer at Tecumen. And last year, we bring here Beluga. Beluga is IMACL, Monte Carlo localization framework for robotics. So this year, I'm pleased to bring here its sibling. It's about how to make matchmarking toolbox for localization. So what is Lambkin? Lambkin is localization and mapping with matchmaking for robotics. And it is based on these four pillars. So let's go straight on the pillars. And architecture, dependencies, and orchestration. So first of all, reproducible environments, because it's based, what it contains, it's based on Earthly. Earthly is a mix between Docker and Make. Also, another pillar is the standard performance metrics. So it contains EVO, lifetime memory. Both are like tools for metrics. So EVO gives you the absolute post error and the relative post error, and time memory is really good for performance benchmarking. And also we have ROS2 that gives us like the ROSVAC like play and recording and so on. So it's really easy to be integrated. And another pillar is declarative benchmark definitions. So it contains also it based on robot framework that it helps us to like to have a link between or a hook between the keyword and the phrase itself. So it's really easy to write the test cases or the test bench. So, and finally, for that fourth pillar, automatic report generation, we are using LaTeX. So let's go, so this is architecture. So one of the Shepherd part, you can see mostly the integration between the robot framework with like gives us this easy way to write the test benchmarks. And the Lambkin Clerk is about more how we want to reproduce, how to want to plot, how to want to get the data, and report it in a LaTeX report. So let's go straight in a use case. So as I said before, last year we start, well, we bring here Beluga. So it's a Monte Carlo localization framework. So these are, yeah, these are the configurations parameters that this bench contain, but you can use whatever you want for your application. So, for example, number of particles, sensor model, kinematic model, it depends on your application. Also, you will have different topics that can use as an input for your application. And global post, that is going to be what we contain. So, what happens in localization when you try to get localization for a robot? Sometimes you get, like, because it's a stochastically algorithm, you can get that you are here, sometimes here, and sometimes. So you cannot run it once just to know that it works as expected. You have to run multiple times. That's why you need to do, like, a test bench and to get different kind of tests just to see how it works. So how it works, you have just, like, a file that is this one, and here you have the setup. So we are going to run this at the beginning of our test bench. Then we're going to like run this at the end of our test bench. And finally, we are going to like, this is going to be the test template itself. So you can see that we can like write really easily different like variables. And let's go straight to the test template. Sorry, no. Let's go to the variables. So as you can see here, we can do the test bench for two different laser models, for the beam and from the likelihood field. And we can also run this using these specific laser models to different data sets. So let's go straight to the test bench. So it is easy. You are writing the different, it's like syntax sugar. You are writing whatever you want. You are telling, okay, let's set this variable, let's use this data set path. So everything is dynamically, so you can use different data sets, different configuration parameters, and you write the test case, and finally,